Welcome back, everybody. It's the Gunsmith Show, Saturday morning. Coffee's filled up. Jake and John in the studio. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Ready for second half of the show?
Second half of the show.
Well, it's Saturday. It's a weekend in Michigan, so it's either going to be raining or nice. I think it's going to be kind of a cloudy day today, but hopefully it'll give you time to think about guns.
Just think about them.
Because every day just that think. Ends in Y, I think about guns. So I don't know about you, but I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of our gig,
It's a day that ends in Y, so it's a good day to buy a gun. It's a good day to talk about guns.
We've always got to pay attention to what's coming up and going on and stuff like that.
And now this segment of the show is brought to you by a good gun-loving friend, Tri-County Roofing. Now, it's Tri-County Roofing's been around since 1971. My buddy Tim McKnight owns it, and you can reach them. You'll probably get a voicemail this weekend, but you're welcome to reach them. 810-732-7740. Now, Tim has got a beautiful roofing company. They do outstanding jobs, and they really specialize in those low and flat pitch roofs, but they can do any kind of roof you want. Metal, flat, shingled, it doesn't matter. They can do it. They've done them all. They can do it for you. They've done it for me, and they've done excellent work. Outstanding reputation, and their motto is integrity starts at the top. So they want to give you a good roof, and chances are you've been in a building. If you're in a dry building and it's raining, chances are they probably did the roof because they do excellent work and they've been doing it for a long, long time. So you can always link to them right on our website, thegss.com, and they'll be glad you did. Let them know you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. He's been a longtime sponsor of the show. We're so glad we have him, and if you hire him, you'll be glad you have him too. So, now, Jacob, you want to talk about a new gun?
Yeah, I figured we start
the revised gun.
Revision of something here.
There you go.
Something to start the second half of the show off with a large bang.
We're not talking about lever action guns.
No, this is the opposite.
Not even big lever action
guns. We're talking, honestly, but it's a cartridge that's just as old as.
It's old.
It's old.
But John Browning came up with the design.
John Browning design. We're talking about a new revised 50 caliber BMG rifle. And this is from Bushmaster. This is the BA-50, and it is, like I said, 50 caliber BMG with a 10-round magazine. So this is Bushmaster's made 50 calibers for a while, off and on.
Yeah, they have.
Now Bushmaster's, these are all made out in Nevada, which is great to hear.
Yeah.
They've left, the Remington bubble of New York.
Oh, that's right.
Yep,
because they became Wyndham for a while.
They just keep getting transferred.
Well,
Cerebus bought them, I think. Anyways, they're back on their own. So like a lot of these companies, they've been bought up, they've been changed, and then they've realized, like, ooh, we got to go back to our roots.
A lot of times it's good employees that buy them, too.
Yeah.
They pool their money together and buy it, make it happen. They know what they need to be making.
Well, you're seeing that now even with Thompson Center.
Yeah.
The original owners have bought the company back and made it back to what it was.
Yep, they're doing a great job of marketing that, too, and teaching us about their guns on a regular basis. I'm on the frequent flyer emails from them. I know that. I get new. You probably do, too. Almost every day from them, which is the way you got to do it nowadays. You got to stay in front of people. It's how TikTok does it. It's how we got to do it, too.
Basically.
So, yeah.
So, well, this is from, the Bushmaster BA-50.
I'm excited about this.
It's a modular rifle. And it's designed to be, now it's much larger, of course, but it's designed to have similar controls of all your AR-15s.
It would almost appear to be, if you were a toddler, it would be a full-size AR-15 in your hands.
Yeah.
Because it's that big. It's a big gun. But it
Which
has
is
to
how
be
all
to
Europeans
handle-
imagine American toddlers are. They're just walking around with AR-15s in their hands. So let's,
luckily, they don't listen to us much in the UK, so we're not worried about this.
So this is, it has AR-15 style stock, AR-15 style, trigger and all the little levers and buttons and all that stuff are all designed
in the same place.
Same place. So if you're familiar with your AR platform rifles, really you need a BA-50 because it just makes sense.
I'm feeling the need for a BA-50 myself. They should have a financial advisor like right next to the BA-50s on display so that you can fill out your paperwork properly and, and get your loan approved because it is not cheap, but it's about half the price of a Barrett.
It is. List price on this one, you're just a hair under $6,000, which is significantly more than the single shot 50 caliber, so that you can do a fifty caliber BMG upper on your standard AR.
Yeah.
It is less than half of some of your other semi-auto Barretts.
One of the best scenes in a movie with the 50 caliber Barrett was that one. Was it the one where they're out in the desert and they had to shoot that sniper and they had to plant themselves there and not move for the longest time? What was that one with the guy from the last, not Mission Impossible, the last, he was in Mission Impossible. The
I don't
guy
know.
That got torqued by the snowblower?
I don't even, I've never seen any of the Mission Impossible
movies. No, he
didn't
get torqued by a snowblower in the movie. He's the actor.
The Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, yeah, Jeremy Renner was in it, I think. And they were out in the desert. It was like he was a bomb disposal guy.
Oh, was that the Hurt Locker?
Yeah, I think it was the Hurt Locker. Yeah, that's it. I'm never good with movie titles. I remember the movies, but I don't remember the titles. So,
well, this,
except for like Dirty Harry.
Well, this one, it's not a Barrett, right?
No.
But the Bushmaster, it comes with a Magpul adjustable stock, 29-inch free-floating barrel with a Picatinny rail. Full.
Can you
it's
put
like
a Silentron on
it? Yeah, if you want to. It's like a 12-inch Picatinny rail in the front, so you can get your really big optics on there.
Oh, good.
You know, so, yeah. And thankfully it's got a 3-port Bushmaster brake, muzzle brake.
Oh, the big brake. It's like a tank brake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll blow the dirt off 30 feet in each side
it
when
will.
You pull the trigger.
It will. You'll know where the shot came from.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Maintenance, takedown, and assembly, rate per Bushmaster. They're saying this is intuitive and straightforward
as it
can be for a semi-automatic rifle. Re-engineered to be even more reliable, more durable, and even longer lasting than the original.
I wonder if I could get a year layaway on that.
I just save up and get one.
If I save up $5,000 or $6,000,
$6,000,
I'm probably going to end up buying 6 guns during that time.
Well, just save up. Why buy 6 guns when you can have one?
Yeah, well, there's something to be said for having 6 guns, too.
Well, you have plenty of revolvers.
I'll see if I can get a PO for it. I don't know.
Anyways... the BA-50, new from Bushmaster. Check it out.
I'm excited.
And it comes in black and desert FDE, flat dark
earth. I bet you it'll come in any color you want. You know?
So it's amazing.
For $6,000.
Yep. So check it out if you've seen them. You know.
You think she is? Chelsea Clinton?
Yeah. So.
Hey, we had a good range day this week. Let's talk about being at the range.
Yeah.
We had a ball. We went out shooting the other night. Because we were both feeling kind of funky and our allergies kicking in. And finally at night, we said, hey, let's go to the range. Just get out of this funk. So we took about 750 rounds to the range and shot almost every one of them. And in 2 hours, I think it was.
Yeah, 9mm.
I think we brought home 100 rounds.
We did.
Yeah, so we did pretty good. Had a good shoot, a little shoots and fest. And
we stuck to one caliber. We rarely do that.
Yeah, usually we bring a collage of guns. And then we're
sorting through brass, and we're trying to figure out, like, well, and then the 9s fall into the 45s. And then those are lost in my 44s.
If you shoot 9s, 45s, and 40s at the same time, the 45s come out of the tumbler with 40s in them and 9s in them, and they don't get clean.
It's like a 3-shot burst.
Yeah, almost, but not so much.
Not
so
the same.
I don't like doing that. So rather than spend all that time separating brass, I said, let's just go shoot 9mm. Next time we go, maybe we'll shoot 45 ACPs or 10mm or something. But we'll go on a regular basis. Luckily, we were lucky enough, like you guys should be. You should join a club if you want to shoot a lot. Get into a club and have some fun because 24-hour access
to a sportsman's club.
A shooting club.
Yeah.
I'm going to the club.
Yeah, no.
No, we don't want that. But
find yourself a great club, an NRA-certified club, an MCRGO-affiliated club, and join and take use of what's allowed, take use of what's provided.
Yeah, and you need to be in a club, and that Jacob brought up a good point. MCRGO became affiliated with NRA and will be the sole organization in Michigan that is NRA-based for legal maneuvering here in the state of Michigan it sounds like.
For anybody not familiar, MCRGO is the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners.
Go to mcrgo.org and you can join. It's not expensive. I've been a member for 20 years.
And also the NRA is the National Rifle Association. So two words you'll hear us say a lot on the show are those two.
Two organizations that mean a lot to me.
But we strongly urge being a member of both of those just to help, again, solidify your firearms rights in the state of Michigan.
Yes.
And, of course, the United States.
Yep. And so. They're always looking out for us and giving us heads up every week via email on what's going on in the legislature, what's going on with our gun laws, what's changing. And they constantly fight for good things for us. Both of them do. NRA is under a whole new structuring now. And it just happens that the second vice chair of the MCRGO is now, he's on the board of directors for the NRA. So that helps a lot because the NRA's got, I think, 60 different directors, I believe, that are like at-large directors.
I think it's 30, but there's a lot of them.
It's voting years. We vote in new ones, but it's like the House of Reps. They only go in for so long. But most of them are good attorneys. They're pro-gun attorneys, and some are just lifelong instructors and stuff, but they're all good folks giving up their time to help. So, according to my friend Steve Doolin, he is saying that things are going really good with the NRA right now, and he's very happy with the direction they're going. And he's a big part of keeping our gun rights in our hands, keeping our guns in our hands here in Michigan. So say a prayer for him. So how much time we got?
We got a minute and a half still, we were talking about the shooting. So
yeah.
we had all 9mm. And a mix of Glocks and a Beretta.
Yeah.
Hit a lot of Glocks.
We had four Glocks out there and one Beretta. Your Beretta 92, though, man, that's just is yours Italian made or American made?
Italian.
It's a good one. That thing shoots like a dream. And I forget how nice they shoot. They got such good triggers. Not every 92 is perfect. Not every Glock is perfect. You know?
Fortunate to get a good one.
You did get a good one, and it works beautifully.
Well, I remember when I picked that out. They said, well, does it matter to you if you want American made or Italian made? I said, it doesn't matter to me, but what's the difference? They said, well, the Italian one's got all the proof marks on it. And I said, well, let's take it. And it was, I don't know, it was the same exact price. I said, well, I'll take the Italian one. That's fine.
When you picked it out.
I don't know if, and in all honesty, I don't know, do the American ones and Italian ones shoot differently?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that the significance of it.
They're made in Virginia, aren't they? I think they're made in Virginia.
Yeah, somewhere in Virginia, I believe.
They're close down there to the NRA Museum and stuff.
But the Italian one is, of course, not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's made over there. So, but had just a lot of fun. And you're right. The guns, the more and more you shoot them, you realize, you know, hey, these are finally great functioning firearms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Glocks, we had a plethora of 9mm, too. We had little ones and big ones.
From a 43X to a 34 to a 17L.
Yeah, your 17L being the biggest 6-inch barreled.
Yep.
And the 34's got
a five and a half inch barrel.
Something like that. And then a 19 that was ported.
Yep.
And you had a...
In your 43X.
Yeah, that's the four Glocks, yeah. And it was a fun mix. No malfunctions, no ammo malfunctions, which is nice, and no jams, no stovepipes. Just a nice, good night at the range. You know, you never know, but you know, we've been loading pretty much everything with tight group powder, keeping it nice and clean, and we've been doing that for years now, and we've had really, really good luck with tight group powder. Doesn't really matter to us which primers we use, as long as they're small pistol primers, we're doing good. Keep the brass nice and clean, you know, keep your case overall length good, and they function.
Yeah.
You know? And we shot almost all, we did some hollow points, but we shot almost all 115 grain round nose. I tend to like shooting the 124s a little better, but they shoot good. So, we got to go to commercial break again. So, last one, and the last segment of the show is going to be brought to you by Williams. So, look forward to some new news from Williams. But we also have got to remind you, you can email us anytime you want, shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter@thegss.com. And remember to like our Facebook page.
At The Gunsmith Show. Four words. The Gunsmith Show on Facebook.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. We'll be right back with more of The Gunsmith Show after this message.